Hi lovers and haters, how are you all doing? How are you coping with the whole lockdown? Hope you guys are keeping safe. Hope you guys are staying at home. Hope you're washing your hands. Well, for me, it's been a very interesting time of my life. I've been bored. TikTok is now my best friend. I've been learning and unlearning things about myself. I've been stuck in Zoom meetings and a lot more. Well, today I'll be talking to you guys about a very interesting topic. I'll be talking to you guys about situationship. But before I go on, I'd like to officially say welcome to this thing called Love Podcast with Gracie. Like I said, I'm talking to you guys about situationship. But before I go on, I'd like to say something. For our parents back in the days, they would go out, they would meet someone, go for multiple dates, watch movies, go for dances at the school, meet each other's parents, and have an engagement proposal to seal the deal. But unfortunately for our generation, we have to deal with various forms of dating. And I've even found myself in a few of them, and it's been stressful for me. I'm sure you guys have found yourself in the same situation or the same place as I have been. You found yourself in different kind of dating, online, offline. But either way, I believe there is love, and I believe in fairy tales, and I believe in happy endings. But that's by the way, guys. So back to our topic, situationship. Before I go on, I'd like you guys to picture this scenario. You go out one day, you meet a very handsome guy or a very beautiful lady, and you guys go talking and you like her or you like him, you guys exchange numbers, you decide to go on a date. Apart from the dates, you guys keep talking, you guys keep sending each other message day by day, and you discover that there's a chemistry between you guys, such as a physical connection or attraction between you guys, and you guys decide to act on that chemistry. You guys decide to get intimate or have sex, and the sex took place the first time, the second time, again and again. It's a beautiful experience, and you guys were really, really into it. But one of you, or you, suddenly develop a feeling or feelings towards this person, and this person has not even asked you to be his or her partner or boyfriend or girlfriend, or asked you to be exclusive with them, or talked about future goals or commitments. There's no talk of relationship, but you want the status quo to change. You want the person to be in your life. You want a full relationship, so you decide to initiate the talk with this person. Then you call the person. Yo, what's up? Be good. How are you doing today? There's something I would like to discuss with you. Okay, this thing between us, what am I to you? Who are we? What are we doing? Who am I? You try to have the DTR, you try to define that relationship. Now let me tell you how this talk is gonna go on. It's either going to end in tears or end in joy. And what started out as a lot of fun and friendship suddenly become destroyed in one day. Chances are you've recently been in this position. Chances are you know exactly what I'm talking about. But for those of you who are unsure of what I'm talking about, you are unsure of how to explain that unique friendship between you and that guy, between you and that babe, can I suggest you pick a pen and paper and you listening, because you're about to learn a thing or two.
So, one thing is a situationship, or what do you understand as a situationship? Have you ever been in one? How did you deal with it? Tips on knowing that you're in a situationship, and how do you end a situationship? Well, first of all, I like to say a situationship is an undefined relationship. It is somewhere between friends with benefits and a committed relationship. So, friends with benefits is a defined relationship. Side chick, side guy is a defined relationship. Boyfriend, girlfriend is a defined relationship. Open relationship is a defined relationship. But when it comes to situationship, it is not defined. There is no label attached to it. It's either one person is not ready to commit, or one person feels like whatever is happening between you guys to get destroyed, or you hear phrases like, let's take things slow, let's go with the flow, whatever is between us is complicated, let's not spoil things. Or you hear things like, I just got out of a situation and I'm not trying to get into another, I need time to heal. My dears, if you ever hear this word from anyone, just know you are heading into a situationship, or you are already in a situationship. Before I go on, I have some of my cool friends define what is situationship. AJ, take the stage. What do you understand by situationship?
Thanks, Gracie, for having me on your show. My name is AJ, A for apple, J for juice, and I am a lover girl, so I really love this question. What do I know about situationship? Well, what do I not know about situationship? When a guy you're into sees you as more than a friend but less than a girlfriend, that's apparently a situationship. Well, it's the desert between friend zone and girlfriend island. Trust me, it's not a good place to be in. For God's sakes, why not just pick one? How can you possibly eat your cake and have it? Why are men like this? Now, the funny thing about situationship is that it creeps in on you without even realizing. You wake up one day and realize, oh my God, I have been talking to this guy for 6 months now and we still don't know what we are doing. Trust me, he knows what he's doing. You just don't know what you got.
True talk, AJ. Thanks for your wonderful contribution. So in a situationship, one person develops or one person catches more feeling than the other. And like AJ said, trust me, when you ask this other person with the less feeling what you guys are doing, when you decide to define that relationship with this person, he or she will always say, let's take things slowly. Well, let's not complicate this. But in truth, they know what they are doing. This person know what he or she wants from whatever situationship that's going on between you guys. Well, my second friend has another opinion to share on situationship. Precious, what do you know about situationship?
Is it doing?
So, what do I know about situationship? A situationship is a relationship that is not defined. And it is a relationship based on convenience. It's a relationship based on, it's mostly a sexual relationship based on convenience, not friends with benefits. You know that you're totally with this person, but your relationship has no meaning, or it has no direction and it has no pace. You're just in it for the sake of being in one. That's what I call a situationship.
Thanks, Precious, for your brilliant contribution, for your brilliant opinion. I appreciate. Guys, the situationship issue can be a very tricky issue. It can be tricky in the sense that one person wants a real relationship and the other person does not. And what started as a relationship or friendship or as a situation of friendship and fun ends up in tears, and it starts to feel unfair to the other person. Don't get me wrong, situationship aren't necessarily a bad thing. That depends on if you and whoever is a situationship partner, if you guys are on the same page, might not be a bad thing. But when you guys are not on the same page and you've emotionally invested in this thing between you guys, then it's a bad thing. It's a really bad thing. Well, before I go on, I would like to go back to AJ. AJ, have you ever experienced a situationship? And can you share with us how that experience went?
Have I been in a situationship before? Obviously, yes, I have, just like a lot of other girls out there. So I found myself in this shape a couple of times, and trust me, it's not that easy to walk away from. Before now, I always give them the benefit of the doubt, saying maybe he just needs more time to put a tag on us, or maybe he doesn't like to define this relationship, blah 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 blah. Ladies, please don't try to give excuses for these guys. They know what they are doing. Let me give you two scenarios that changed my mindset about situationships. So, I was once friends with a guy. We started dating without any formal transition from friendship to dating. Like, we really could not say when we started dating. We just woke up one day and realized that we were dating. So, we dated for 4 years, and somewhere along the way, we were having issues, and he goes, I don't even know when we started dating. I can't remember.
Wow, guys, this conversation is getting interesting. Like I said earlier, situationship can be tricky. Situationship can make you want to go crazy. Situationship usually ends in tears. Like AJ said, don't try it, my dears. Don't try it. Before I go on, I like to lay some tips down on how to know you are in a situationship, or those signs, those telltale signs that shows that you are in a relationship. So, sign number one, you guys have no title. Yes, in a situationship, there's no title. He is not your boyfriend, she is not your girlfriend. So you guys are just going with the flow. You guys, are you friends? Are you his girlfriend, or is he your boyfriend, or are you guys partners, or is he a side chick, or is he your side guy? There is no title of any sort, and it's usually awkward, especially when you want to, when you're caught or when your friends catch you guys together. You really don't know how to introduce him. You really can say, oh, this is my boyfriend, or you really can say, oh, this is my girlfriend. You just say, oh, this is so and so's person, and your friend usually might go, oh, is it the one? And you're like, it's very awkward. You'll be like, yeah, no. So you guys, if you're in a situationship, there is no title. Sign number two, there is no commitment. So in a situationship, your
partner, I won't say your partner, your situationship buddy has never told you that you guys are exclusive. There's no exclusivity in a situationship. You guys are just there. Like I said, you guys are just going with the flow. I'm not trying to make things complicated. So, sign number 3, someone is too busy, too serious, but they always have time to chill and fuck, and you guys always see yourself at night. Do I need to explain that? Like, so you guys have no time to go on dates, you guys have no time to be seen in public together. When you decide to initiate, oh, let's go out, let's hang out, the person will always tell you, oh, I'm busy, I have this also presentation to prepare for. But when you're like, oh, I miss you, let's hang out, or let's have Netflix and chill, or let's have sex, that person is going to create time. And most especially, that time is always at night. There are some sort of booty call. That's for sign number 3. Sign number 4. There is always this fear of rejection. So, if you're in a situationship, you're always scared, or you are usually scared on opening your mouth about wanting more. Like, you don't know how to tell your situationship buddy that I want more, I want this thing to go further, I want us to go on a date. It usually becomes awkward and you just never do it. Sign number 5. Alright, okay. You consider yourself more than a friend, but not officially a couple. Remember I said a situationship is a desert, or is a place between friends with benefits and a committed relationship. So you are more than a friend, and you are not necessarily a friend, you are just confused. Situationship is a confused place to be in. For sign number 6, if you have been going with the flow with no direction for more than 6 months while just having sex, you are in a situationship. There is no two words about it. If all you guys do is sex and sex and sex, no future talk, nothing, my dear, you are in a situationship. Well, I'm just going to leave you guys with this 6 signs. I don't want to go further. I am not an expert in this. I have experienced it, but I'm not an expert. I will leave you guys with the 6 signs. Now, back to AJ. AJ, back to our interesting conversation. How did you deal with your situationship?
I deal with it. Well, it was a no-brainer for me, because in my head, I'm like, I ain't gonna do that shit again. So the next guy who comes around and I see 1 month, you're not saying anything, 2 months, I'm gonna give you the benefits of a doubt, say 3 months. But after 3 months, I'm gonna call you out, bro. And if I don't get a response, I'm walking away from the troubles in my life. Okay, so this particular guy, we have been talking since November last year. We hung out twice. We chat once. In fact, he chats me up at his convenience. And when I pointed it out, he said he would do better. So I blamed it on his work and maybe his busy schedule. Then the lockdown came. Just when I thought we would have more time to talk and maybe define this ship, like I wanted to ask him, what are we? Because I've kind of asked him before and he gave me some flimsy excuses. Now, he didn't do any better, like the communication got worse. And trust me, girl, even this lockdown, he cannot communicate to you. He would never ever communicate with you. And so I didn't have to stress myself. I just didn't bother having any conversation. I just blocked him and moved on, like silent treatments. That was it. And if you think I am less than a girlfriend, you ain't worth being my friend, full stop. No hating, girls, just move on. You don't have to talk plenty English, just pack yourself and go. Because the truth is, a guy knows who he wants from the first time he meets her. So if it's not you from the beginning, it will hardly ever be you. So just move on, because you deserve better, okay?
True talk, AJ. Usually a guy knows what he wants. He knows whether he wants just a friendship with you or something more. It's we ladies that can be confusing sometimes. So how do you end a situationship? First of all, I would say be brave, and I would say know what you want. So you have to know if you want a relationship or a situationship or a friends with benefits kind of thing. You have to know what you want. You have to know if you're scared of commitment or you're scared of being loyal to a particular person. That's step number one on how to end a situationship. Step two, be transparent and initiate that dreaded relationship talk. Define that relationship, do the DTR, define the relationship, ask questions, talk about where you currently are and where you would like to be. And if that person is not on the same page with you, girl, guy, lovers, shut it down and move on. Move on, except if you want to remain in that situation. I'll leave you guys with this. You deserve someone who gives their heart to you completely and would do anything to keep it. Someone who says they love you and proves it. You deserve someone that they miss you when you are apart. Someone who knows you are not perfect but knows you are perfect for them. You deserve someone who wants to grow old with you and loves you through your wrinkles and gray hair. You deserve someone who will love you fully until your last breath. Well, we've come to the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you so much for subscribing to this podcast. Thank you so much for everything. Please, guys, try to stay at home and remain safe. I remain your favorite girl, Gracie. Until I come your way next time, peace.